You know, I guess that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, the Ghetto Pop 2 is in the building. That's right, we got a full squad. Kind of like a Ghetto All-Stars, if you will. But first, I got to send it over to my homie, the maestro. You know what I'm saying? Spencer Swallows, Daddy Delgado.
What's going on, dude? What's up? Daddy's home. He finally got this podcast up and running. It took a minute.
Yeah, it took a lot of difficult things, but we here, we made it. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Benji in the house.
What's good? You know what's good? I'm ready to go.
Dr. Calavera.
Dr. Calavera. And, you know, with me, I couldn't come alone. I had to bring three people that are, you know, part of the crew, officiated with the crew. First, I got, you know, the OG, you know what I'm saying? You know, social media director, our guy.
Still.
Marketing. Daryl.
Yo,
happy chief brand back. Officer, chief brand officer.
Oh my god!
And of course, well, I got the Jay Dilla. You know what I'm saying, of the podcast world. My half brother, Justin.
What's good, y'all?
We hear it. And of course, I got the Queen of Lichon Diaries, my teammate, my ride or die partner. Tell him what's up.
And you already know it's me. It is I, Jizzy, aka Jizzy. G6,
cause
I stay fly.
Come on, tell him. No, usually that's an intro right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dead ass. Shout out to dead ass.
Damn, but real yo, quick, guys, I just want to get you guys together. Yo, shout out to Justin's shiny head too.
aloe vera and Vaseline does tricks.
Looking like the Filipino tricks. Mr. Clean out here.
Filipino pitbull.
Filipino pitbull.
I say Dale in Tagalog.
Hey, real quick, what's it called? Yeah, but I just want to get you guys together just to talk about a couple topics, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of been like a little thing of mine to get the whole crew together. But yeah, first off, I just want to – you guys are still watching wrestling, right?
Yeah. No, we stopped. I gave it up like 2 weeks ago. I quit cold turkey, you know? No, we still watching. Bad Bunny did his thing. Puerto Rico, shout out.
Okay. But yeah, guys, real quick, usually we start this by what type of wrestling fan are you? Vince, do you want to start that off?
I want to start that off by kicking on over to Benji. You Benji. Let me eat my frijoles, damn it.
Oh my god.
What kind of wrestling fan have I been? Yeah, well, you know. We had the whole Puerto Rico thing going, so I'm still in that kind of mood, you know what I mean? I'm in my in the Dago came back, dropped another song, you know. So I'm really in my throwback era, you know. Watching everything going on makes me reminisce for like the old stuff too.
I feel you.
Consuming all of it, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something really mean to Benji, but I'm not.
No, enlighten us. What were you going to say?
You already said it. You already said it. You might as well.
No, because I was going to say that hairline in his throwback era, but that's fucked up. I
should have
said
that. Oh, wow.
Daryl's like, wow. That's not Brian O'Reilly. Daryl's HR. He's like,
Daryl's just trying to like make sure he's not catching any bullets out here. He's just chilling.
I'm just like,
I'll go next. As for me, in terms of the type of wrestling fan I've been since what, like Tuesday when we recorded, it's been like what, 5 days? Yeah. So within the last five days, I've been a hungry wrestling fan because I've been starving, not just for food, but for all this wrestling content because we've been getting some good stuff recently with the WWE World Champion Tournament, Mox and Kenny Omega were bleeding in the cage. Matt photoshopped the dildo in Kenny's mouth. It was a great week. Apparently, Katie was swallowing everything on the podcast last night, you know. So,
Wait, hold on. What kind of podcast did I
Smackin' Raw.
Number one podcast, wrestling podcast on Pornhub.
I'm gonna need to check out that VOD later because that sounds kind of sexual.
Now, well, if you want, you can go to pornhub.com/creationworld. No, pornhub.com/model/creationworld. And you can watch it on Pornhub. If not, you can go to youtube.com/creationworld.
There you go.
Catch the video on demand. But yeah, it's just a hungry wrestling fan because we've been eating good lately. And I'm just not talking about
that's
the
right.
I finished.
But just, you know, we never get y'all wrestling opinions too much.
Yeah.
So what type of wrestling fan are you? What got you going on? What do you hate? What do you dislike? What do you
I was a negligent wrestling fan this week. I fell asleep on Raw. I fell asleep on NXT. I didn't watch AEW. I did see the whole SmackDown because it ended at 10 o'clock my time. So I was like, it's Friday. I can't go to sleep before 10 o'clock. I ain't that old yet. But what I saw was pretty interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Daryl, what about you?
Well, I've been on the comeback as a wrestling fan. I'm trying to.
Okay.
You know, I talked to Justin about what happened at Backlash and whatnot. And I've been trying to, because I haven't watched in so long. And then I'm like, oh, wait, LWO is back? Oh, wait, like, what's it called? Bad Bunny's back? So I've been like trying to catch up and read and watch clips. Like, Curb Stomping is back? Oh. That's how long it's been. So,
hey, oh shit, Dwight the Clown, hold on, let me turn this on.
The World Heavyweight Title's back.
Yeah, right.
Oh, snick, Carlito's back. Carlito's back.
Savio Vega, Tio Savio.
Savio.
Oh shit, man. Here we go.
Get you. No, but you know what? Okay, so like the kind of wrestling fan I was this week, and I know it was Tuesday was the last time, but you know what? Kind of confused and concerned. You know, because everybody's talking about how Cody should be winning this, Cody should be winning that. But the thing is, like, you know, he ain't done shit since he's been here. So I don't understand why people think that he should already get the title. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, like, the best playground basketball player could beat Michael Jordan. Like, that's not how it is.
Well, you know come on. Cody ain't a playground basketball player. This ain't NBA Street. I mean...
But you know, the analogy I'm throwing, like the movie Rocky, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rocky's not supposed to beat Apollo Creed his first try, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be a good movie if he did.
That's true. That's why they had a sequel. That's why they finished the story. It had a sequel.
Okay, finish the story. Okay, I see you going back to Cody Rhodes.
But that's like neither here or there. But the one thing I do have a problem with is like this whole Sami Zayn and Jimmy Uso thing, right? I thought the whole storyline was squashed. Like, you know, the bloodline, he's staying with the bloodline, but Sami's just like, you know, that ex-girlfriend you just can't get away from. He still wants to have this relationship with you, even though Jimmy's kind of moved on. He stayed his ground. Like, I don't want your dick no more, man. I'm good now. You know?
Did you have experience in that department? Can you enlighten us on how that feels on Jason?
But you know, it's like one of those things where like he sent him a breakup letter. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when you get that breakup letter in the locker, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And it being that origami type shit, and you gotta open it like a damn puzzle from like National Treasures just to get the message.
One odd person, I'll say, like, I have never experienced that.
No,
you've never been broken up.
I mean, yeah, well, I've been broken up with my partner, but I've been the only one.
You never got the letters. You never got the letters in the weird octagon shit.
We didn't go to the same school.
You didn't get hit with the "it's not you, it's me,"
bro. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? Growing up, I was a fat child and a fat teenager. The most that happened was, yo, my boy likes you. You turn around, and then they start laughing. I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh, no.
That's why you knock kneed. And then, you know.
What you not? Sorry.
That's my villain arc story. Motherfuckers used to play with me. That's when I started developing my roasting skills.
Her origin story.
That's my anime villain story right there.
They're gonna what is it? Like Dark Side of the Ring? Dark Side of the Disney? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dark
Side of Disney. You know, like in anime when the person's glasses tint away. Fools, they shall never mess with me again. It's all going according to plan.
Oh, no, but Vince brought up something. That's a classic breakup line, you know what I'm saying? And then there's always the one like, we're from two different worlds. We're from two different worlds. You know?
I'm not gonna lie.
We don't have nothing. What was it?
I was gonna say, I think the origami breakup letter thing, I thought that was just an Asian thing, dude.
I think it might be because I've never seen that.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm sure everyone else is like, yo, I don't like you anymore. I'm sure New York were like, oh, we won. And then it's like, oh, okay.
This is what happens here, right? Like, you'll see, because I've watched many of my friends get broken up with and stuff, and they'll be like, yo, I don't like you anymore. And then the dude be like, why not? Like, because your dick's small. And it's like, oh, damn. Or like, when you hear a girl tell a dude, suck my dick, it's like, all right, yeah, that sounds natural to me. You know, that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, if it ever came to me in origami, like we might still kind of be together in my brain because I'm like, oh, nobody knows. Yeah, I work on these 6 weeks ago, my bad.
Hell yeah.
Like,
this is kind of cute. I like this. Thank you.
Right. I was about to say that. Like, what if it's like dope as fuck? What if it looks cool as hell? You just don't want to unfold it. I'm like,
that's how it is.
She made me, man.
That's how it is.
She was scared about it. Like...
they even had somewhere like it looked like marshmallows.
What?
Like they look like marshmallows. What? That's
sorry,
how crazy.
But that's just too much. I feel like that's too much of a hassle to go through to break up with someone. Like,
yeah, no,
like, that's girl, too much. Girl right there.
I think it's too
hard to break up with. Just tell me.
People now just send a text. They're like, I want to make up.
Bro, not even. People, motherfuckers be getting ghosted.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you ghosted think you're in a relationship, and then all of a sudden you haven't seen them in a month, and you're like, yo, damn, what happened to my so-and-so? And you go on their Instagram, and it looks like they moved on already. They're engaged with a kid on the way. You're like, what the fuck? Like, what happened?
That was that's like side chick.
Hell no.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So that's what it seems like this storyline is to me with the whole Jimmy and Sammy thing, right?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about wrestling.
Yeah, my
right.
fault.
That's all good. We come full circle. So basically, like a sweaty solution for this would be like, what would be the breakup song for these two?
The breakup song for Jay and Sammy?
Yeah. If you hit the sweaty session.
Oh, I'm going to keep the Latino vibe. And you know, there's two versions of this. There's two versions of it, but you can go with the Aventura version if you want bachata. If not, you can go with the Frankie J version if you want the English version. But it'd be Obsesión. Because right now, this is an obsession for Sami Zayn. He needs to just move the fuck on. He got his two straps from the Usos. He needs to do his tag team thing with Kevin Owens. They got drafted to separate shows. And he's still over here like, yeah, they're going to break up any minute now. He does sound like a crazy ex that's dating someone else. It's like, oh, no, they're going to break up at any point. Then the window's going to open, and I'm going to slide right in.
I was gonna say We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Oh no, you wanna go Mariah Carey and go with my idea, we can fuse it together, fusion dance it, and talk about like why are you so obsessed with me.
Well, exactly.
With the vocals. I'm telling you, with the vocals.
Sammy, I just wanna know. No, I can't sing right now. My throat.
My God. Just
that confidence just went out the window.
Benji, yeah. Your connection also went out the window. But mine? You know what? No, I'm talking about Benji's.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Damn. Benji over here cut us straight for no reason.
My fault. It's just I see everyone's camera super clear. Everything's vibing, and then Benji's in the middle.
Oh, hell no. I'm not even turning it off.
He's like, fuck no. You guys. I'm going home.
Turned it off.
No. All right, my fault.
For me, I'm going to say Don't Leave would be the Broke Up song. Don't Leave by Blackstreet. That's the ultimate.
Oh.
Don't leave.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Me.
I like that.
Who's got one?
I was gonna say Avant, Separated.
Oh, that's a serious one. That's like the end of the relationship, right?
Oh, it's over. Yeah.
Like nothing good came out of this.
We can't stand one another.
Oh man!
Hell no.
Yeah, you. Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. That's a fucked up line.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up ass line.
How are you going to say your stupid ass? Like, you just call somebody in the middle of a love song? Like, that's R&B. Like,
that's true hatred when he wrote that. Mm-hmm. True hatred. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What was it in the. He was like, I don't want to be with you. Put that on everything. I think something like that. I was like, my God, this man went through it.
Oh shit! Like someone's going through it in the background. Yeah, no. Someone's getting that in a SVU car chase scene.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's what happens when you live three blocks away from a hospital.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
What do you think, Daryl? You got an R&B song for a breakup?
Oh man, shit, man, I don't know. Throwback with like. Remember Uncle Sam? Like, I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was some personal
wonder Uncle
shit.
Sam.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. When he said Uncle Sam, I'm like, the government? What?
Yo,
like the government dropped it back now? Sam.
We had one song.
There's
featuring the IRS.
Who sang this? It was I don't want to leave. But I gotta go right now.
Was that Trey Songz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Cause he Trey Songz, like, yeah, that would be another good breakup song.
A fan.
Yeah. Has anyone ever done that as a kid? Like, sing through the fan and it sounds like auto-tune?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That's a summertime hobby.
That's like the early days of autotune right there.
Exactly. You've been feeling yourself like, oh shit.
Well, it's not technically it's not R&B, but if I was doing the breakup song, I'd dedicate Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay. I mean, that counts.
That's a good one. That works.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, how about y'all
Benji,
doing
what are
Emotions by H-Town?
Emotions based. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good one.
I would go with Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Oh. See, okay. That's somebody that wants to fix the relationship right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sammy, though. That's Sammy. He wants
to fix Sammy.
Yeah.
He's trying to get it from Sammy's perspective. Hey, you know what? Say what you will about Benji's mic and visuals. His mic is great. His audio is great. The visual may not be up to par, but I think his audio is better than most of us.
I got a face for radio is what you were saying. I got you.
I got a face for
radio. That's the most backhanded compliment.
Right? That really was.
I wasn't like, trying to do a backhanded compliment. Because like, I'm just saying, like, bro, his mic is great. He's got a good mic.
Yo, bro, no offense, bro, but you look fucking washed. However, you sound amazing.
All right. You got this for radio. It's built for radio right here.
You look like a stick figure, but you sound like you come straight from the studio.
Oh shit.
Hey man, listen, you look like an original Game Boy Color video game right now, but sound is amazing.
Speaking of which, I gotta go play my Game Boy, man. I'm trying to catch up on my shit.
I like how we found it on Benji's video, but like, there's no way, like, no one's gonna see the video except for us when we start.
let That's where the imagination is gonna come in. Everyone's gonna use their imagination.
Yeah. It's gonna be so much worse than it actually is.
Right?
Exactly. Like, they're like, damn, bro, he really looks like he's in Metroid right now. That's
crazy. Oh, Metroid.
Look at that, man, get your comic strip head.
Hell
no. Hey, let's see some Batman
now. Oh, let's chill on Mexican Batman. Batman Noir, my bad.
Yeah, let's go back to the song, I guess.
But I mean, like, do you guys have any other songs while we're here? I guess Unbreak My Heart, does that count?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
You're about to say that? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jizzy. Speaking to the mic.
How about Tony Rich Project, Nobody Knows?
Oh, oh my God, where he's just looking at a damn bathroom mirror? Yeah. That's an evil ass shit.
Wait, I had a question for Justin, but now I'm going to pivot it because I remember we're recording and we're not just bullshitting prior to it. So I'll just text him my question. But in terms of breakup songs, I mean, like, what if we just do My Achy Breaky Heart, you know? Get our Billy Ray Cyrus.
Man.
Actually, you know what? If we're going off of the genre, Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
That shit. Damn. Fun fact, that used to be my karaoke song until people said, bitch, stop singing that sad shit. And I was like, all right, my phone.
That was your karaoke song?
That used to be my karaoke song. People be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
People
in there crying and stuff. You're like, I was that good? They're like, no, it was sad.
Like, damn, bro, like, are you good? I was like, no, it's a popular song.
Let's see, what else? I guess you got the quintessential breakup song, "End of the Road" by Boyz II Men.
Oh, damn.
But they don't ever get to the end of the road with that story cast. Because I mean, that storyline, it just keeps.
Oh, that's going. A classic. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. I saw it at Fresh on the Boat, Fresh off the Boat, the TV show, I've been on it ever since.
That's a dope show. Fresh off the Boat. Yeah, that's a dope show.
That might be my next binge. Because right now I'm binging Jackie Chan Adventures, Justice, Young Justice, House, and sometimes My Wife and Kids. So those are the four shows I'm binging.
That's a good range right there.
Yeah.
Good range. Thanks. You know, Jackie Chan Adventures? Damn. Yeah. You know, like, that's a throwback.
That was the show.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to get to like the final season because I never watched the final season. I don't remember it, so I'm just trying to get to that. Mm. So we'll see we'll see how we go along with it. I don't know, man. With breakup songs, it's tough because all the breakup songs I know are in Spanish. They're either like they're either rancheras, corridos, bachata, or there's some kind of Spanish genre. That's all I know them.
I will say though, just to jump on that, all right. Spanish breakup songs be the most toxic fucking things in the world because it always the dude be like, yeah, so what if I cheated on you 1,000 times? You cheat on me once, it's over. It's like, bro, do you hear yourself? Like, no lie. Okay, there's a song that I grew up listening to. My dad used to play it all the time. It's an old, I believe it's a bachata song. His name, the singer's name is Raulín Rodríguez, and the song is called Nereida, right? That was the woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to it, right? You're like, damn, this guy is heartbroken. This guy is in shambles. This guy is in pieces. Then I got older and I listened to the lyrics. I'm like, bro, you were married. And you're crying because your side chick does not want to be your side chick no more. This is some fucked up ass shit right here, bro. Like, one of the lyrics would be like, you were okay with being the side chick. Why can't you keep staying in your place? I'm like, bro. And then everyone in the party's like dancing and shit. I'm like, no,
bro. I swear, like Latinos be dancing to the most inappropriate songs at parties that I list. Like it could be like talking about like a man having like three girls. And like I got three wives, and I do X, Y, and Z with one, and I do X, Y, and Z with two, and then number three doesn't even know about one and two, and everybody's exactly. just over here just dancing, just
breaking it up. Oh, that's my shit. That's fire, oh, right.
But it's because the beats be fire. The
yes, yes.
There's this salsa song, and it's talking about like, you know, slavery, like enslaved Puerto Ricans escaping from a plantation.
What's that, Celia Cruz
one? With the, well, No Le Pega La Negra. No, not that one. It's another one. It's by...
Whoa, that's a terrible title for a song.
No Le Pega La Negra. Yeah, that song is about domestic violence. And we're over here like, hey. And it's like, then you gotta sit down, you listen to the lyrics like, wait, hold on. Why are we turning up to this? This is kind of the same thing could be. I know we're off topic, my bad, but the same thing could be said about Future. Because lie, Future be having bangers, but then you sit down, you be like, this man is toxic. he said, you know, he said some shit like, that bitch found me cheating. I ain't never said sorry. I'm like,
okay. But
you know
what,
when you're going back on the other joint, you're talking about the whole we dancing to the songs about slavery. Yeah. That's what people did with Public Enemy. Like everybody was just out there rapping.
And
Chuck Enemy just preaching. Yeah. He on some stuff and they like jamming out there, man. I'm like, yo, you hear what he talking about?
No, that's the same as people were bopping to City High.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Your parents are home.
What are you doing? Oh,
it's on the bedroom floor.
And then you stop. You're like, wait a minute. Hold on. Like, somebody stop.
Like, hey, we're going to make that our first dance song. I'm like, no, don't.
You pop the pain.
Before we move on,
let me just share my favorite breakup. Well, now it's even a breakup song. Like it's like a Latino one, but Benji will know it the minute he hears it. Let me know what y'all think.
God.
It's not problematic. It's
go ahead.
Right.
I'll translate for y'all in case he tries to lie to us.
Damn, StreamYard. Look at this streamer.
Yo, I remember hearing this song.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Tell me this shit ain't catchy.
Dude, this is the kind of stuff I hear when I go to like the flea markets.
Go to your local bodega. You're out here getting
I be getting my drinks to this. I don't know what they're saying though. But the beat.
Hey, can I go through the window, please?
That sounded authentic as hell.
Because it is.
I like how the name Grupo Mojado translates to English as wet group.
Ooh, group, wet group. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, like wet group.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
They're getting that wet back in the 90s.
Damn.
Yo, G-Lef,
dude, you left.
Just like I'm out of here.
I don't want part of this.
Hey, like, hold on now. Hold on now.
Hold on now. I ain't getting involved with that.
you ain't gonna catch me like it.
I know, right?
Jalen's like, I'm gonna get out of here before I catch a stray too, like Ben.
Like, people just waiting for Benji to do something. They're like, hey.
it's like you know, like when you're playing Pokemon and you walk through the bushes and you hear that's what happens to Benji. He walks into a stray random Poke battle.
I know no peace.
Fight back, Benji. Benji, throw a few rappels or your waist. You miss all
this
these rappels.
This motherfucker's walking around the forest with three ratatas. He gets bodied by two onyx.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
Just what else we got? What else all
right,
we
so
got on
like,
Batman?
So I wanted to do like a half Getcho, half Lechon Diaries, right? If y'all know Lechon Diaries, we also talk about egregious shit that we find on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And then me and Dizzy just react. So one of them is like, so this British woman, right? She had a stroke, right? And so you know, obviously she had her little surgery and everything like that, and so she had a stroke.
Oh,
she,
okay.
So she had her surgery and everything, and no, it's okay. And so, like, so yeah, she got fixed and everything was fine. She survived the surgery. There's only one weird thing though. When she woke up from the stroke, she's British, but she woke up with a Chinese accent.
Get the fuck?
Get
show.
Wait, please send me the video ASAP.
Okay, I'm gonna send you the video now. I call Cap.
That.
Oh wait, Let me send it to Vince. Can I send it to Vince and then you play it?
Vince, like, yes.
Yeah, if you send it like on Twitter or something, yeah.
Okay, let me do that.
She's a white British lady.
Yes. Yes.
And then
go ahead, elaborate more on it. Elaborate.
So she has a stroke, they have the surgery and everything. She wakes up with a Chinese accent.
Yes. I'm gonna be honest.
All right, it's like on Twitter, Vince, in that
she
group chat.
She owes some people money, and she decided to wake up with a different accent. She was like, nah, they're not catching me in these medical streets.
But it's just weird though. Like I don't know. Like it's like you can't just go to access our accent R us and just be like insert, you know.
Right.
That's wild. You know
I want to.
But is it a good accent?
Well, see, that's the part that I want.
Authentic.
I mean,
because if it's a good accent, maybe I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, it's not a good accent.
Damn.
He does owe. She has to owe so many money because she is just trying real hard. But that British is just like
right.
Their teeth.
British
like
accents are big, man. Right?
Yeah, man.
That's oh my god!
I'm just telling you, it's like
nah. She trying to defraud the government. She definitely trying to defraud the government.
Like, could you like? Did you ever see that thing on Jerry Springer? Shout out to Jerry Springer. Actually, I don't know if it's Jerry Springer or my
one. R.I.P. Jerry Springer, no?
Right. But, hold on.
You know what? It's not that bad because one time,
you're good.
I was like, damn, babe, what happened to Nate Dogg? And yo, my man gave me the craziest look. He goes, Nate Dogg's dead. And I was like, all right, let's never talk about this ever again. That happened a few years ago, but every time I always think about that story because I'm like, damn, that was embarrassing as hell. you saw Jalen?
Oh, yeah, she owes somebody some money.
Oh, nah, she tried to defraud everyone.
All right, I'm going to play.
My name is Sarah Colville. I am 40 years old. I live in Plymouth, born and bred here in Plymouth. About 5 years ago now, I had a stroke-like event. There's still some question as to whether it was a severe migraine or an actual stroke event, but whatever it was have changed my brain activity. So the motor skills and communication part of brain do not function very well anymore. At the time was very confusing, but actually had a lot of help, a lot of support from neurologists for migraines. It was hoped that my speech could be improved. But I think over the years have come to terms with the fact that this probably is as good as it will get, which I'm happy with because I can communicate, I can make a sentence. Unfortunately, over the last probably few years, things have got worse. Neurologists have tried many treatments but cannot get anywhere. So I'm hoping, like this year, Athena have stabilized. So I'm hoping this is as bad as I will get now. And that is not in terms of the speech, because the speech is better.
Not the fingers.
But in terms of the other neurological problem, like I will get temperature, sensitivity, paralysis, occasional mini stroke, very severe migraine, probably four or five times a week.
Is it bad that I'm offended by this accent?
Yeah,
I'm offended as well.
You're an ally.
I just hope that her husband
is like Clayton Bixby. I don't want to marry a Chinese woman.
Okay, you can stop.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I think it's more offensive. that people.
I think it's very offensive that you still got cops chasing down
your... Yo, it's very offensive that there's fucking police brutality happening outside my window. Anyway.
Doing nothing about it.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it. That was going to be so problematic. Ooh. All right. I will say this. I think it's more offensive that people are saying that that's a Chinese accent. It just sounds like someone who... had a stroke and they just couldn't come back. You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds Irish.
I'm gonna say something, guys. I don't mean it in a very, I don't know, offensive manner. I'm just saying that.
Remember what month it is, but go on.
She sounds like, you know, when someone who is deaf, they speak. Like,
yes,
that.
Oh, they're Helen Keller right now,
man. No, why he turned off the camera?
You making Jalen retreat?
Damn, he shut off the camera and muted himself.
He got summoned back to his Pokeball. It's like Jalen, return. Yeah. Great back. You battled hard.
No. But I'm saying that just the sound, like the way that it sounds, like,
yeah.
I don't think it sounds like a, it doesn't sound like a Chinese accent. So that's more offensive saying that she sounds Chinese. I think it's just that, unfortunately, the stroke was too severe for her language to come back. So, it's great that she was able to survive a stroke that massive, but for people to be like, oh, yeah, she sounds Chinese, I'm like, that's kind of ignorant.
Okay, I have probably a problematic question here. But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Uh-oh.
If you're the husband, to make your wife feel better about her accent, do you start talking to her in the same accent?
No.
Bro, hold on.
Do you hear the accent so much that you unintentionally start mimicking it, Vince, in your day-to-day life?
You made it seem like what I said was problematic, but that was 10 times worse.
I see you and I'm gonna match you.
He goes, I heard what you had to say and I'm going to raise it. I'm gonna double it and raise it to the next person.
You're just playing taboo all day. It's just like you're playing taboo all day. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, bro, imagine the husband showed up to the house with a fucking, like, the rice paddy hat.
Oh, now we go with clothes.
He's like, I just bought this so that you can feel more comfortable in your new culture.
Oh, my.
I just thought that, you know, like, since this is who you are now, we might as well, like, embrace the culture. And,
While they, you know, eat, they don't bring out forks. They bring out, okay, just because, you know, your accent, you know, we're going to eat with chopsticks now.
Yeah, like, you know, if you want to order some takeaway, we can have a bit of a Chinese, you know, like, if that's really what you want.
I see you.
They just take down all their posters of the Beatles and Oasis and just start putting up, like, tigers and dragons. I'm sorry. That was bad.
And you know, the thing is that, because, you know, racism is lazy. He's not even going to try to do any research. He's just going to go by all the stereotypes he knows. You know, he's going to be like, oh, so, like, you know, I thought for movie night, we could, like, put on, like, a Jackie Chan film and just, like,
hey.
And you'd be like, wait, what?
wait, quick question for everyone. Sidetrack.
Yo, like Vince, is that lotion in the background?
That's too. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, yo. Skincare routine, yo,
bro.
No, because that's Melissa's. She after the shower, skincare routine, lather is all over.
Camera?
Hey, you gotta
say what?
You gotta stay moisturized.
In front of the camera, y'all be making.
Vince is really like 85 years old.
Anyways, pivoting back over to my question, Jizzy was saying Jackie Chan movies. What's your favorite Jackie Chan movie, and why should it be the Rush Hour trilogy?
That's what I was gonna say. I'm sorry. That makes me a bad person. That's what I was gonna say.
Husband put on and is like, oh, let's watch Rush Hour just so I can think of more racist shit to talk to you about. Just all the Chris Tucker lines.
Also, Just is stuck in the Matrix, so I don't know what we're gonna know about that.
He got
it's almost the same. Accent, it's almost the same pose as last time.
Just disappeared. He upped the ante for what Jalen was doing. He didn't just mute himself. He just said, "I'm out."
He said, "All this racism is killing me inside."
Not on my mom. On my mother.
He's like, "Let me go back to my penthouse real quick, my cabin."
Exactly.
Let me tell some marshmallows in the fire.
You know, he's like, "You're not about to disrespect me on the 13th day of my month."
No, but listen, you know, like, I know we were questioning, like, what type of accent, if it was really her doing that or whatever. But one way that we could have figured out is that if she just read a menu, you know, number one, barbecue spare rib, fried rice. Number two, pork spare rib, side shrimp.
You made Daryl dip. He's like, I'm not associated with ketchup anymore.
I ain't mad at you, Daryl.
Okay, I want to answer Vince's question though. No, for me, it is not
the Rush Hour.
Although I did enjoy the first one. It's
Karate Kid.
No, it's actually Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx is a great one.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Rumble in the Bronx. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think one, I was living in the Bronx when it came out, so it was like, oh shit, we got it, you know. And then two, it's just listen. New York City, you out here beat motherfuckers up, like it was lit. And it kind of reminded me of Warriors in a way, like a more modern take of Warriors.
Another great movie.
Even though that movie is wild problematic because they were dropping the F word way too frequently.
Okay. I'm gonna mention the Jackie Chan movie. I don't even know if y'all watched it or not, but I saw this on Netflix. Way back when, it was at least like maybe 7-8 years ago, because I was looking for Rush Hour on Netflix for some reason, right? And I just searched up Jackie Chan, and the movie came out, and it came up, and I just played it. It was halfway decent. The Spy Next Door.
Isn't that a kid movie?
Yes,
yeah, it's the worst one.
I remember that.
With George Lopez and Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, are they?
Wait, no. What the fuck are you talking about?
The one he did one with
my boy just
saying George Lopez and Billy Ray Cyrus and Jackie Chan.
I think they're in. They're like side.
Yeah, George Lopez is in this one.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus too. Yes, that's
wow. That's a real thing. Yeah, I didn't know. I ain't seen it. Wow.
I saw it once when I was. Long time ago, I barely remember the movie.
I saw that some bitch as like maybe like a 21, 22 year old,
and I'm like, this is good.
This ain't bad. This takes me back to my Disney Channel days.
You're wild. Now watching Disney Channel.
Come on. Top five Disney Channel shows. Wizards from Waverly Place.
Yeah.
Wizards from Waverly
Place. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Shows.
Okay. Mickey Mouse Club, the 90s Mickey Mouse Club.
Stevens,
Real talk, Liz McGuire. That's a Raven.
Hell yeah, yo. Oh. You gotta put some respect on Lizzie McGuire and That's a Raven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will also say, I actually was literally, I forgot who I was talking to about this, but I will say the early 2000s, the Disney original movies, we will never have that era again. No. That then listen, when those movies was to drop, my ass would be sitting in my bedroom ready. Smart House. That shit was lit. Smart House actually warned us about AI, but you know, we weren't smart enough to understand.
Hey, just what'd you say? You mentioned a movie, Brink. Right? Well,
Brink, yeah, man. Bro, that's I ain't never been to do but movie. I'm like, yo,
Brink, that's the movie. Is that
from Power Rangers? I don't know his real name. You know how we do it. Once you know somebody from their show, that's who they are forever.
Yeah.
Like, I still sometimes call Chris Tucker Smokey, but that's besides the point.
But
I saw him, he had like the hairline that was like a golden arch. What's up?
Hell yeah, that should look like a parabola.
My favorite character in that movie was the his friend, the girl.
Yeah, was it Christina Vidal?
Because she was like a ride or die for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when she betrayed them, yeah, something like that. Yeah. And when she betrayed them, it was serious. It was a serious conversation.
Cadet Kelly, that shit was lit.
Hey, y'all remember Double Team with the twins playing basketball and the girl had like a little two-step? That was the worst basketball move ever. Like, she pumped one way and went the other way and the girl like fell. Like, And then she did a gritty.
What is this? Stomp the yard ass.
She did
the gritty.
Yeah. She did the job.
No, there was Cheetah Girls. Do you remember Cheetah Girls?
I love Cheetah Girls.
Bro.
Cheetah Girls. First one for sure.
With Cheetah Sister. Yep.
Okay.
My sister had the CD. We'd play it all the fucking time.
Bro, I had the pink velour matching set, and I used to wear that shit to school like I was hot.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Okay.
I thought I was that. Let me tell you how true Latina I was. Clear lip gloss, hair slicked back with hella gel, hella baby hairs, and the gold hoops going to school, and some white uptown, aka what do y'all call
the
them? Forces. Like the what? Yeah, the
Air Forces. Radio. Yeah, but you call it, but Air Force Ones is from New York, so uptowns.
Yeah,
is
yeah. So we call it, like the uptowns are the high tops.
Yeah,
no,
going
course,
to school like. Chewing my gum like an ignorant little hood rat.
Okay. Like you from the Little Mama video. Okay.
Oh my God. Like a little hoodling.
Hey, I'm gonna Little Mama went up on the stage with Jay-Z.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Gosh. Oh my
God. He was like, please get off my stage.
Oh, damn, yo, he got clowned so hard after that.
And then people were like, that was really Bow Wow. Like,
what you know about me? What you know about Bow Wow? That's crazy.
Hell no.
Wait, y'all remember that mermaid movie from Disney Channel?
The Little Mermaid.
Like, No, not that one. It was like a Disney Channel original. It was like a dude who turned into a mermaid.
Ooh, kinda?
Or a merman, whatever the fuck.
Surf's Up?
I only know two mermaid movies in this, Little Mermaid and Splash.
Splash, I was about to say Splash.
Oh, yeah. A mermaid that was a man?
That's kinda,
I mean, that's kind of...
It was like he turned, I think he turned like... Yeah.
So the man was like the 13th, are you?
It was like I think he turned 13 and then he became
the 13th year.
I think it was. I don't know. Oh, then there's Luck of the Irish. The Irish.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh damn.
Also Xenon. Yo, Xenon. Okay. I wanted to live in that world. I wanted to live in that fucking world, no lie. Xenon Girl, the 21st century, I wanted to live there.
Yo. I seen something crazy before we move on to the last topic. I seen something crazy on Instagram. I forgot the name of this show or TV show. But, like, they have a scene where the dad and the son are talking. And the son is like, it's okay, dad. Just because you don't have a life doesn't mean you have to get rid of mine. And then the dad is like, you know what? We don't have milk. I'll be right back. and the tagline is like, man, Disney Channel is cold for doing this.
That's crazy. They said, "All right, hold up. I'm about to ruin this
whole man's career. Come on, go get some.
I'm about to ruin this old man's career.
and like, cigarettes and never come back.
Yeah. Because when me and Natalie go to sleep, we watch these videos, like just funny videos, and that video came up, and I had to explain to her like, what does that mean, you know? And I was like, well, for some dads, it's like it's the milk, or for some dads, it's like, let me go get a pack of cigarettes. And she's like, oh, okay. And then I was like, you ever hear that orphan joke? She's like, what's that orphan joke? I said, well, you know, orphans like to eat their cereal with juice. And she's like, why? Because the dad never came back with milk.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that one.
How old is your daughter?
9 years old.
That's crazy, bro. She's going to be 21 one day, chilling with her friends. And she'd be like, yo, y'all ever heard of that orphan joke? And then her friends are going to look at her like, the fuck? Like, yeah, my dad told me that joke when I was 9.
Listen, Just, if you keep at it with that, she going to have some jizzy energy, and she going to be throwing haymakers at everyone.
She's going to be roasting people
left and right. She's going to meet Benji the first time and roast him.
Oh, wait, she did already meet Benji. And she was like,
at Portillo's.
Yeah. And she was like,
yeah.
As soon as like she met Benji, all of our phones went off because it was an Amber Alert.
The setup though.
Hell no.
My fault. Benji.
Not rescue call. No, but you know, we do like these things where we have a lot of stuff, so we donate these things to like a church, right? That's like, you know, mm-hmm. we've been donating clothes to for a long time, and there's always these two people that I just get this weird vibe that they just like either just dating or some shit, right? So they always have like these weird like code. They'd be talking in codes, right, in church, and the one guy's be like, "So Becky, will I be seeing you at the next service?" And she always be like, "Well, we have to see." And that's something you just don't say to somebody, you know?
Exactly.
So then I was like, you know what? So then I'm just like thinking to myself, how do church people pick up other church people? You know? So I was like, you know, I was going to ask you all, could you think of a church pickup line? For me, I would be like, you know, for you, I would part the Red Sea.
Oh, my.
Boy, you can take that all kind of different ways.
You can only use that line once a month.
Yeah, wait, just. just, I think you got ahead of me real quick, but let me do my thing.
And now, sweaty session.
Can I ask y'all who did the recording for sweaty sessions?
That's Char.
Whose voice is that? Oh, that's Char. Okay. I thought so. I was like, that sounds like Justin's wife, but I don't want to assume.
Did you think it was like some British lady?
No, actually, I thought it was someone. It was someone with a Chinese accent. My bad. That sounds kind of wrong because your wife is Asian. I'm talking about the video. I wasn't talking about.
It's okay. That's everybody on the other Jizzy. Side. Everybody that's on the other side. You know.
Boo! Cancel Jizzy. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. But yeah, that was a pickup line.
I have
line.
A couple pickup lines for y'all.
Go ahead. Go for it.
All right. You must be Egyptian because I'm a slave for you.
Okay. So that was said.
Okay. Is that not religious?
I mean, yes, it is.
It's religious adjacent, I would say.
Okay. Not bad.
I realized how much of a heathen I was because like I had a whole list of songs, but I couldn't do nothing with the church pickup line thing. I was like, I don't know.
Okay, here.
Well, there's like, you know,
here's one. I got one.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is if you, you know, he's trying to recruit, you know, into the congregation. It's like, it was like, so if you know, if you join our congregation, you know, if you join our congregation, you get the whole experience of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hey, you. Hey. Wait, okay. Y'all doing three? Y'all doing okay. Three at the church?
I never said what kind of church we was running over here, you know.
The church is
all right. Hozier, take me to church,
bro. That's, I thought that was a religious song. Then I listened to the lyrics. I'm like, oh shit, you talking about coming? Nah. Man,
or what about? I know there's 10 commandments, but I could only think about the 6 and the 9.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. Throw back to my. Actually, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm sorry. I grew up Catholic.
Oh no. Go ahead.
I was gonna
say
something extremely wild.
Go for it.
Go for it.
If we get canceled, we get canceled. Yeah. We'll just start a new podcast.
I was gonna say, you know, to be dressed like an altar boy, I could be a priest and give you all my attention.
Get the
home. Yeah, that was
just be led, Tim.
That's the second time, yo.
That's the Becky.
Oh, the Holy Spirit took him. Oh, yeah.
Everybody did. The whole time,
it's the rolling. Delivery. The delivery.
All right, so let's plug our socials.
Dead ass. Let's wrap it up, guys. You know, that's usually what the priest says to the altar boy.
Yo, you are one. Oh my. Damn. But you guys got any more? If not, we could just
start off so wholesome.
To the listeners.
No. Let's keep going. Let's keep rolling.
You keep going?
Okay. We're not even at a minute yet. We got time.
Okay.
That's the only thing I think about was Kurt Franklin falling off the stage. Hey, call me Kurt Franklin because everybody saw me fall for you or something like that. That's all I can think about. All right. That's what I said, man. I got a whole thing of like songs, but I said, man, you put me in a church set. Nah, I got
it. He said, oh man, yes. Nah.
Yeah, you in South Carolina. There again. You're probably
bugging. Yeah.
I'll hear you through the walls. Like,
yeah. Right.
What about you? You got one, Benji?
Sure. Okay, so the dude will walk up to him and be like, hey, Sally, let's be like Noah. Do this as a pair.
Wait, what?
You said Sally.
Sally? You just use Sally as a name.
That was a very Christian name. Yeah, you're right.
What's a
yeah.
I see a lot
hey,
of
Catherine.
Sally.
Hey, Catherine.
Catherine. Yeah, that's more of a religious name.
That's good.
What's another one? Okay. Come join me at the confessional, girl. I got a few secrets to tell you.
Okay.
Or you can say like, you know, when after our date tonight, I have to go to the confessional because I'm gonna be doing a whole lot of sinning.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I got one for y'all. Okay. Is it Friday? Okay. Because I'm in the mood to eat only fish.
Oh man.
That's good. I like that one. Hell no. She said only fish.
Oh man. Okay. I'm a little stumped right now. I'm trying to
call this. I got another one.
Another one.
If I buy a pew in my house, can I get you on your knees?
Mm. That's actually pretty good.
I like that.
I will be arrested for sexual assault.
Immediately.
Oh.
Man. Yeah.
Ah, see, my mind went somewhere with it. I just right now in general, my mind went somewhere with it in terms of the religious stuff. Had to do with BDMS. Wait, what is it? BDSM?
BDSM.
Yeah. And
let me go ahead and get my mute button ready.
I've decided not to say it.
No, we're here. We're all friends. This is a
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable saying it in the public. I don't feel safe.
Okay.
I appreciate you not sending us completely to hell, man.
Well, I got you one. I got for you because I don't care. I'm a heretic and I know my place in this world and in the underworld. I'm trying to nail you in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm sorry.
She calls herself to leave.
Let me sidestep out of here.
So you go up to the redhead.
You know, I mean this is kind of a cheesy one. Oh, go ahead. You got one, Daryl?
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, you go up to into the Irish girl, you go up to the redhead at church and you go like, Moses wasn't the only one that was into the burning bush.
Wait a minute, you gotta get checked for STDs. I don't know.
This is true.
Oh, okay, since we're on this line, I know you're about to end, but can I? Are we here for one joke? I have a dirty joke, religious joke.
Go ahead.
That's what it's for.
For everyone who's listening, listen, this topic, I know it's serious.
Uh-oh.
Something happened to you. I'm sorry. Is this a joke? No. I don't actually mean this. All right. A Catholic priest, a liar, and a child molester walks into a bar. The bartender looks up and says, "You're the only person here tonight."
Yeah. Oh my god.
No.
Okay, my bad, y'all. My bad.
Gasoline
droves.
We're all protected by the humor. It's all about the humor.
Yeah. First Amendment, obviously, I don't mean that's terrible. If something happened to you,
First
Please
Amendment, don't you mean the First Commandment?
Yeah.
You trying to get political
First Amendment
on us?
Freedom of speech.
Get political on us.
Y'all are wild. All
right, my bad, y'all. My bad.
Well, on that note, right? Vince, would you like to plug your socials?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. The link to my bio will take you to everything Straight Talk, Get Show, Creation World, Smacking the Raw, The Works. It's all there. No, not yet. I recently did an episode where we did a WWE draft episode with Katie Kinsey Bebe. She drafted for Raw. I drafted for SmackDown. That was the latest episode, so go ahead and check that out. If you're watching on Spotify, or listening to Spotify, you can actually watch the video version of the podcast on there as well. So just search up SES Vince in your favorite podcast player, and you'll be able to find the podcast easy.
Yay! Yeah. Dr. Killaberry?
Oh, sure. For good quality video, you can find me at Get Show Podcast. Benji Calavera on all platforms, my art and all that stuff and everything. But I'll pass it to Jaylen.
I got too many, but Jaylen on the tweet on my Twitter, Jaylen on the beat, Instagram. That's all I can think about right now. If you do the wrestling stuff, my wrestling Twitter is Hill Tactics _. That's all I can think. So yeah, just hit me up. Oh, and I'm also streaming. I got like beat tapes and stuff on all streaming platforms. So check that out too.
Yeah, yeah. Jizzy.
Listen, I don't fuck with y'all on Twitter anymore. So if you really don't want to know details of my life, go ahead and hit up my art page. It's JizzyDoodles_. Find some fire art. And if you truly want to know what I do on my day-to-day basis, you can follow my personal Twitter. I may or may not accept your friend request. Who knows? It's stupefying_agent. And if y'all want to know why my name is called that on Instagram, oh, by the way, if you see a picture of a bald eagle, that's me. Actually, no, it's not an eagle. It's actually a hawk. My bad. Bald it's a hawk. Yeah, it's a hawk. I'll let you know after we finish streaming. Right. And yeah, that's me, Jizzy. And oh, Lechon Diaries, which is a subsidiary of Get Your Podcast. We talk about adulting and we talk about the price of eggs. And I don't make egregious jokes as I did tonight, so please do not cancel me, folks. Or do, I don't care. And looks like Justin froze, so Daryl, take it away.
Oh, again. <This guy.
laughs> He's still stuck on the eggs.
Oh, I'm on nothing. Oh,
there you go.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, we here. Go ahead, Daryl. Go ahead, Daryl.
No idea. Oh, man. Well,
Daryl said, don't follow me.
Yeah, yeah. All y'all are heathens. Don't follow me.
Right. Yeah, you can find Daryl with me and Get Your Podcast on the Instagram, great. Get Your Podcast on the Twitter, also with Marks and Mikes as well. But yeah, guys, I want to appreciate everybody who came out here and decided to join us all together. This is my crew. You know what I'm saying? Love y'all. You know what I'm saying? We support each other. And let's just keep vibing. Let's just keep rocking.
And AAPI must send your favorite Asian person $20 every day.
I'm agreeing with you. All right, y'all. We out of here.
All right, later, y'all.
Okay. Konnichiwa, bitches.